is a bhakti and five is a bhakti.
What is samskrita?
Practicing qualities separately from that are products of bhakti but not including bhakti.
Like an example.
Humility. Humility, compassion.
Compassion? What is compassion?
Karuna.
Mercy.
Karuna.
And what? Parupsiddha?
Looking at the bhakti is not bhakti.
The example was that one may grow a garden of flowers and offer the flowers, but that actually making the garden doesn't have anything to do with bhakti except that the fruit is offered.
And the school? And
Gaushala.
Gaushala. Distributing books. Distributing books.
Without understanding.
Without knowing all these things. And not for bhakti. Then it is quite arupshita. So all these things. But what is the nature of sarupshita bhakti?
Sarupsiddha bhakti is when we engage in shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu smaranam, practicing. When we engage in nine angles of bhakti or five angles of bhakti, those things which are directly bhakti, that is sarupsiddha bhakti. Even though one may not be pure, you've explained that sarupsiddha bhakti can be done in the stage of sadhana, bhav, and prema.
This sarupsaddhivik bhakti, sarupsiddha, is still divided into four. Still, sarupsiddha bhakti is divided into four. Tamasiki sarupasiddha bhakti, rajasiki sarupasiddha, and sattviki. And Nirguna. Nirguna Sarup Siddha, Sattvik Sarup Siddha,
Rajasik.
Rajasik and
Tamasik.
How many?
Four.
If anyone always quarreling with anyone, always, and he does his naam, chanting, meditating Krishna, but always praying that he is my enemy, he should be destroyed. Then it will be tamasik sarupa siddha. Though he is adopting, observing sarup siddha, shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, but still it is tamasiki. We should try to get rid of this. We should not do like this. Don't think anyone any opposite party. Never. Whole world, all the entities are eternal servant of Krishna. We are all in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu family. So anyone is not. Only they may be ignorant. So not like this thing. Rajasiki, you are doing chanting, remembering and all these things are five of them. But you want some opulence, some wealth, some good wife or good husband. And praying, O Krishna, O Naam Prabhu, you are so merciful, you are so powerful, I want some wealth, reputation, beautiful wife, husband, children, all this. Then it will be rajasic. Don't do. And when you pray, doing all these things, Swarup Siddha Bhakti, but still I want to live in a very little cottage in any
forest,
Nirjan,
solitary
forest. I will not speak with anyone, and I will be always in that forest. Then, I want so many qualities, good qualities, so that all may love me, and they should give me their honor and everything. Then this bhakti will be sattviki. Like Bharat Maharaj, Narad in his sadhan, after taking darshan he wanted this. So he was just stopped. Oh, you should go on doing bhajan. He wanted that I should be in forest, always in lonely place. So that is, we should not do. We should give up all, everything on Krishna. What situation will become, we will take it and do bhajan in any way. In the guidance of my Gurudev, no separate
interest.
Always, but Gurudev also should be very high and qualified. Then it will be sattviki. And after sattviki, nirguna. No worldly anything, alteration.
Adulteration.
Nothing. Then it will be, then it will come in the stage of sadhan bhakti. And then it will be bhava bhakti and prema bhakti. So nirguna bhakti is also of three different types. Sadhan bhakti, bhava bhakti and prema bhakti. These three also are divided into two. Raganuga, sadhan bhajan. Raganuga, bhava bhakti, and raganuga, prema. Three, and three what? Three, vaidhi bhakti. Vaidhi bhakti, vaidhi sadhan bhakti. Vaidhi bhava bhakti, and vaidhi. Vaidhi prema bhakti comes from Shraddha. Shraddha, you know?
Faith.
This faith has come from only hearing Shastra that if you are not doing bhajan, then you will go to hell. So, by fearing all these things, our Shraddha has come and we are doing bhajan. Then it will call Vaidhi Bhakti. And when hearing the glorification and sweet pastimes of Krishna, and then a greed comes that I want to serve Krishna like friend, like Yashoda Maiya, like gopis, then this Shraddhai is called like greed, and from this greed, if anyone doing bhajan, then it will be Radhanuga. The prem achieved by two kinds of prems, sadhan bhakti, bhava bhakti, and prem, much different. That prem by vaidhi bhakti will lead us to Vaikuntha. And the prem achieved by Raganuga Bhakti will take us to God. You should try to remain and to follow very, very.
So those three stages.
Huh?
Those three stages of sadhana, bhav, and prem. They're not there in rajasic, tamasic,
no.
Rajasic.
Never.
And sattviki.
When
nirgun.
This mood will come in nirgun, then no anyabhilash. No anyabhilash. Very little anything. Smell. No offenses in sadhana bhakti. Before, by the sadhu sangha, it will be.
So this stage, nirgun swarup siddha bhakti. This is.
Then it will call the sadhana. When our sadhana will be done for achieving bhav, mood, rati, then it is sadhana bhakti. Otherwise, what we are doing, not sadhana bhakti. We are not in a stage of sadhana bhakti. Bilva Mangal was really sadhak bhakti. But don't be hopeless. We are in line.
If you're doing Navavida Bhakti, but it's not under the direction of bona fide spiritual master, then it's not Siddha Bhakti.
No. If there is no bona fide Vaishnava Sadh association or Guru association, Guru association is also in Vaishnava association. Without this, Bhakti cannot be true. They will not know all these things. How they will know?
And that's Sravanam Kirtana Vishnu Smaranam.
Yeah.
That is like a rupa siddha bhakti.
Oh, it will may give it swarga, heaven.
Oh.
It may give your wealth and reputation and all these things. It may give. So it is not pure
bhakti. You're saying that if one is performing Vaidhi Prema Bhakti, that he goes to Vaikuntha.
Yeah.
He goes to Vaikuntha. He does not. Only when one achieves bhav, then he goes to Golok Vrinda.
No. You should try to again.
Bona fide guru.
No, never.
Not even a rupa siddha.
With tamasic and all others. A rupa siddha.
A rupa siddha?
Yeah.
But not a rupa siddha.
No, never. In the line.
To enter.
His name should be registered in this. Gurudev only
can register. He's the registrar.
Yeah. Then passport visa. Otherwise, no passport visa to enter.
Without bona fide guru, no entrance.
No. Anything. In the line of Purushita. Though he is a wretched nonsense, anything, no heart.
Point you made yesterday, that if many people hear what you're saying, then they will want to go for this type of bhakti. Then those people who are monopolizing, they will be out of business. That's why they don't want you to speak.
Yeah.
You're out of business.
From where you have come, Babaji Maharaj? Very well. Thank you. I'm so lucky to have you, Darshan, Babaji. Have you taken door coffee?
No.
Oh, very good.
VIPs.
Very good. Do anything that I should tell. Anything. Do like anything.
So that Gurudev may be inspired to say anything. Yeah.
No.
Sorry.
He already has to.
So you are doing? We should not come in front of Thakur.
Right.
This is called desperate mood. No?
We should
try to learn all these Vaishnava etiquettes. Otherwise, bhakti will go away. Still,
if one is chanting Hare Krishna, but one still has a very strong tendency to argue with other people, to get angry, harsh in their dealings,
and to take revenge.
And one is very vengeful. Then, though one may be absorbed in hearing and chanting, but still, this type of Surupsita Bhakti, this is Tamasic Surupsita Bhakti. Then he explained Rajasic Surupsita Bhakti, that one is hearing and chanting, but he's desiring wealth, he's desiring wife, or the lady's desiring husband, desiring so many material facilities. Then this is, though the person is absorbed in hearing and chanting, this is Rajasic Surupsita Bhakti. Then Sadviki Surupsita Bhakti is that one is attached to living in Bhajan Kutir, in a solitary place in the forest, and attached to mode of goodness situation. The example of Bharata Maharaj.
Not in guidance of Gurudeva or any Vaishnava Sikha.
And one is not doing this under the guidance of Vaishnava, under the guidance of Shiksha Guru, the example being Bharat Maharaj, or Narada Muni, after he had met the four Kumaras, before he achieved his transcendental body. This is the example of Sadviki Surupsita Bhakti. And then the fourth is Nirgun Surupsita Bhakti, where one is completely dependent on Gurudev and Vaishnavas, and one is not acting for his own interest at all, but one is only acting under the guidance of Guru and Vaishnavas. That one is not attached to any particular place of residence, but one just accepts the order of Guru as it is and engages in devotional service without any anattas. There may be some subtle anattas, but gross anattas are gone. Then one can perform Nirgun Surupsita Bhakti. Then Gurudev explained that then on this platform of Nirgun Surupsita Bhakti, then you have stage of sadhana, bhav, and prem. And these stages of sadhana, bhav, and prem can be further subdivided into two. That is, you have vaidhi, sadhana bhakti, what is the term? Vaidhi sadhana surupsita bhakti. Vaidhi sadhana surupsita bhakti. You also have vaidhi bhav surupsita bhakti and vaidhi prem surupsita bhakti. And the same for ragunuga bhakti. The same three divisions. So, one, the symptom of vaidhi is that one has shraddha, one has faith. Shraddha shabde vishvaskahe sudhidani shoy krishna bhakti kohle sava kama krita hoy. One has firm faith that by executing the angles of bhakti that I will, that is all that I need to do. But that faith is governed by a sense of fear that if I do not do this, then I will get some reaction. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, it's explained that if I do not do this, then I may go to hell. So governed by this impetus of fear, of getting a reaction for not doing, due to faith, then one takes to the path of vaidhi.
Like also, if anyone says that, if I will go to this party of bhakti, then I may earn so much wealth. And if I am not going to them, then I cannot earn earth. I will go and do bhakti, but for wealth. Then what is this?
This is Rajasic Surupsita Bhakti. Yeah. This is not even on the stage of Nirgun Surupsita Bhakti, where there's the divisions of sadhana, bhav, and prem. So Gurudev was making the point that you
and
have
this. This is also it will come. This Shraddha may lead him to Vaidhi Bhakti. It is untold by all these things. It may be in later on, in future, it may go to Vaidhi Bhakti. Vaidhi Shraddha. Then?
But why would it lead to Vaidhi if he does not have faith in Sadhu Sangha? Rather,
no,
has more faith in money.
He has faith. But at that time he cannot decision that what is real bhakti, that is Nirguna bhakti. At that stage. So it will come, that faith will be called, regulated by Shastra. Some fear, some gain also. Some fear.
Yes.
And it may be that if I will take initiation from this guru, then wealth may come. Because so many rich persons are with them. We have seen so many our disciples, Guru Maharaj. They intentionally they took only to have wealth of his mother, because her mother was disciple of Guru. They have no bhakti, but yet what this will be called? Nothing. Only it may come, but anyhow he will be in association of very good qualified Vaishnava. Then it will turn to Vaidhi bhakti.
So then Gurudev was explaining that this Vaidhi Bhakti, that when it comes to the stage of bhav and praying, then it leads to Vaikuntha.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, one who takes to Raganuga...
From greed. Shraddha from greed.
One who has Shraddha from greed,
Yeah. Then
that type of Sarupsita Bhakti, going to the stage of bhav and praying, then that leads to Vraj.
What were I told?
Without the association of any bona fide guru, one can never achieve bhakti.
So,
yeah, something else.
You asked that, if anyone can make progress without.
Yes. So, Gurudev also, he was explaining So he was explaining that this Sarupsita Bhakti on the stage of sadhana, bhav, and praying, as I mentioned before, it comes when one is practically free from anattas. So if one is still doing tamasic Sarupsita Bhakti or rajasic Sarupsita Bhakti or sadviki Sarupsita Bhakti, then this cannot be said to be Sarupsita Bhakti on the stage of sadhana, bhav or praying. One has not even reached that. So one can understand from one's heart if one has reached these three avastas, these three stages of sadhana sarupsita bhakti, bhav sarupsita bhakti, or praying sarupsita bhakti. And without taking shelter of bona fide guru, then one cannot even enter into the realm of any type of sarupsita bhakti. That one who
taking
is...
taking shelter of unqualified, not realized, not unattached, he will not have all these things. Though he has taken initiation from that guru. Never.
So then one has to see what is it that one wants, and then what kind of person or persons they can provide that, and then one can make one's decision.
One thing also I told. What is sadhana bhakti? When it is done to achieve rati, then it will be sadhana, otherwise not. If anyone has no aim and object of rati, bhakti, bhav bhakti, then it is actually not sadhana. When he will have this form, belief, to have that rati, and he is doing sramanam, kirtanam, or five of quietly observed, then he is sadhana. like Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Sarvas, then it will be sadhan bhakti. Especially of Raganuga, sadhan bhakti is so high.
And then Gurudev gave the example of Bill Mangal Thakur,
yeah,
that he is the example of a sadhana, one who's doing sadhana.
Why I could not give example of Sarva Goswami? Because they were associates of hands of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They were not sadhak only. That showed the path, how we should try to do sadhana bhajan. Gaur Pramah.
Even if anyone has no ruchi to do bhajan, hearing all these things,
upset, anyone cannot help them. Understand? Are they lusty, always upset, always worry? Then anyone cannot do. So, Gurudev can tell that you should walk through this way. You will have to walk. He will not walk for anyone. He will show the path. He can give his fingers to, oh, you can take and come. But he will not walk for you.
What? I was reading something yesterday from Bhaktisiddhanta, and I just remembered when you were saying that, when you were saying the example between Bilva Mangal Thakur and the six Goswamis, because the six Goswamis are eternal associates. I was just reading something yesterday from Bhaktisiddhanta, and he says, that it's speaking about Guru and his position, and he says that because it's in English, I wanted to.
How you use this?
I read what it says. Yes. It is not necessary to try to place ourselves on a footing of equality with Thakur Bhaktivinoda. We are not likely to benefit by mechanical imitation of practices of Thakur Bhaktivinoda on the opportunist principle that they may be convenient for us to adopt. The Guru is not an erring mortal whose activities can be understood by the fallible reason of unreclaimed humanity. There is an eternally impassable line of demarcation between the Saviour and the saved. So he's saying that one who is saving and the ones who are being saved, there is an eternally existing impassable line. And he says that Thakur Bhakti Vinod belongs to the category of the spiritual world teachers who are eternally occupy the superior position. So I was wondering if somebody who's come from the sudden stage and achieved prem, does he ever cross that line and he may act as a spiritual world teacher, or is that divide always eternally
existing?
I'm not
fully.
He said that one who is sadhak and he has reached bhav stage, in this life, sadhak will not reach.
Could not be.
But even if he's come from that stage in some previous
time. Never he will. It will take so many births.
But he said after he has reached Vastu Siddhi, gone to Golok, then he may come back down and take position of Guru. That's his question.
Oh, only by to fulfill the desire of Krishna.
Gaur Premanand.